601-340-5937. It's time for Butte Views and Beyond in just a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. And we hope that everyone is enjoying themselves here on this warm, warm evening. We're going to start with a little different tune here, and then we'll get right into today's show. Slightly different start to today's show. I don't know if you recognize that. Harvey's tune from Super Sessions, 1968. Al Kooper, Mike Bloomfield, and Stephen Stills. My name's Ray Lager. Thank you for tuning in today to Butte Views and Beyond. On this kind of warm, humid evening, a chance of thunder and lightning and possible rain. So kind of interesting out there. Hopefully, knock on wood, hopefully no fires. So let's all keep those thoughts in our head. And as previously mentioned, we are doing our silent online drive. Go to kzfr.org, and you'll find a donate tab. Check out the city's logo designed by our own DJ PHG. The dude crushed it. It's really, really sweet. And we've got a really nice, big grocery size tote bag. That's pretty awesome. You could also call 601-340-KZFR. And operators will be standing by at some point. There you go. We'll call you back. Just might be me. All righty. Let's thank our underwriters, and we'll get to our first interview. We want to thank Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And we also want to thank Dolmeyer Insurance Agency, an independent insurance agent and broker. Since 1948, Dolmeyer Insurance provides a wide range of options from home to auto insurance, ranch, and farm coverage. You can reach Dolmeyer Insurance in Chico at 342-6421 and in Oroville at 533-3424 or at chicoinsurance.com. Yes, yes, yes. Almost done with June, and the days are getting a little longer. It's always bittersweet for me on the solstice. It's a big day in my family. There's a lot of things going on that day, but the days get a little shorter, and it kind of doesn't always sit that great with me. But I'm trying to deal with it. So anyway, I hope you're digging it. There is a very interesting event coming up that we're going to talk about on the 26th, And at the Chico Cemetery, it's a historic tour led by Clark Masters. And I spoke with him about a week ago. We're going to listen to that interview. Very fascinating stuff. But I have to tell you that the June tour is sold out. Well, it's not sold out, but it's maxed out. It's free to attend, as you'll hear. But you have to have reservations, and they already have their 20 people. But they are taking reservations for July and August. And you can contact the Chico Cemetery. When you hear the interview, you'll get all the information from that. So without further ado, let's see if we
have a new guest with us, Clark Masters. Welcome to the program. And you were the currently retired family service counselor at Chico Cemetery. And you do a pretty interesting thing now in your free time. Let's talk a little about the historic tours that you're leading at the Chico Cemetery.
Sure. Quick point of clarification. I'm one of a few family service counselors that were there. And like you said, I'm retired about a year and a half, but bless their heart, they still call me back, and I get to do all kinds of things with the Bruzy family and the cemeteries and such. And one of them includes the historical walking tours. We're really, really excited because we're going to restart them again, kind of in keeping, I guess, with the reopening of California after this, you know, awful pandemic that we've had to fight through for the last year or more. Well, we used to do the historical tours. I started them, oh gosh, eight years ago, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I was doing them on a very regular basis. I had literally thousands of people that I've taken through on tours through the cemetery. And it's a great time. We just love it to death. But obviously with the pandemic and everything that came up, well, we had to stop. So we haven't done a tour for more than a year. But Ray, we're going to start. We're going to do one this month.
Yeah, that's great. And it's such an interesting thing because people don't really realize that what's going on out there, the content.
Well, it's kind of nice, too, in a way, because, you know, even when I first came up here and started working for the family and the Bruzy family in the cemetery and such, that I was not native to the area here. So a lot of the names and a lot of the repeat names and customers and family names and such, I wasn't automatically familiar with, but there was a lot of names that just kind of kept coming up over and over and over. For example, Bidwell. When I first came up here, I'd never heard of a Bidwell, had no idea what or who a Bidwell was, but I sure heard it a lot. So I started looking it up and found out just how influential and significant the Bidwell, especially, you know, John and the family were to the very creation and foundation of Chico. Well, the more I got to looking around, and if you think about it, that cemetery, the Chico Cemetery, she's an old girl.
Yeah,
she'd been around a long time. And so really, pretty much anybody that was ever anybody is in Chico Cemetery. So Chico Cemetery is truly the keeper of the history, the preserver of the historic. And I'll tell you, we've got names and people. And as such, I've started to dig in and get stories, and I've got fun, interesting, all kinds of stories that I can share about. Just, well, you name it, it's great. I've told people I could keep you out there in that cemetery and tell you stories all day long, but I'm not gonna do that.
how far back does the earliest residence at the cemetery go? I know that there's a number of historic cemeteries in Oroville and Cherokee and that.
Right. Well, you know what? I don't want to give away too many specifics, because if you come to my tour, which, by the way, I am inviting people to sign up and come to my tour. If you come to my tour, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of wonderful details and specifics. But the first burial, the first recorded burial was in 1852.
Wow.
So that's, you know, if you do your math, look at your history. Well, that was 13 years before Abraham Lincoln was assassinated.
Sure.
You know, 13 years before the end of the Civil War. And, of course, at that time, in fact, it's 8 years before Chico was even Chico.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's it wasn't well developed. Chico didn't even exist. But right. We have records of who was there and then some of the first burial. Hopefully on the tour, I'll be able to show people the oldest headstones that we have in the cemetery. And then a whole lot of the people that are the shakers and movers that actually helped found Chico and the surrounding areas. And then some interesting stories that go around them, too.
Oh, that's great. And you've been doing this 7 years. How long do the tours last? Are they a couple hours or?
Generally, I usually keep it to about an hour and a half. Okay. About an hour and a half. You know, like I said, I could keep people out there all day long, but we're just not going to do that. But so by the way, again, yeah, I'm self-serving. Yes, I am. I'm inviting people to come. And so if they're able to come, we always ask people to dress according to the weather and wear good, comfortable shoes so they can walk, because some of it will be on the paved roads, but some of it will be in the grass. And then there's a little bit of some hills and valleys and gophers. And you know, I tell people, it's not a golf course. It's a cemetery. Okay. Right. So, right. But it's real nice. And the boys do a real good job keeping it maintained.
Yeah. And how big is it? Do you know how many acres it is, sir?
Well, you know, that all depends on who you ask, because because when I first started doing this tour, a lot of the old records that I looked up said it was about 58 acres, okay? Oh, okay. And that seems reasonable to me as I stand there and look, but some of the other records say that it's closer to 48 acres. So, Ray, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's somewhere around 50 acres, but I can tell you we've got over 30,000 people buried there.
Is that right? 30,000?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I mean, that's what I say, you know, over the years, we've had to be the place that served the needs of families, you know, for well more than 150 years.
Yeah. Now, does it have a capacity at some point? I mean, now
you know it does. And then that's also another reason, truly, again, self-serving, why we kind of started doing the tours, is to let people know that indeed the cemetery really isn't full. A lot of people drive through there and just at a glance they presume that it's full, but it's not. We figure we've still got enough room that we could probably do burials for another 75 years, maybe, before it's actually filled. Yeah. We probably take care of the needs of about 100 people a year. That's a reasonable average, and so as such, we've still got room that we could develop it for probably another 75 years or so. In fact, we're in the process of developing one area right now that's going to be right along Mangrove. And then there's another section way in the back that could potentially be developed. But then all the rest of the spaces that I'm speaking of, they're just scattered around here and there between other spaces that are already existing that you just don't automatically see unless I take you there and show them to you.
Yeah. You know, you've got me interested right now just on the size. It's like I have to go to Google Maps and kind of see what, you know, because you drive past it on Mangrove and you figure, okay, it's just over there. And then on the other side, something changes. And does the creek border it along the any creek bordering on that?
No. There is a place down over towards the south end of the cemetery where there was a slough that was running through. And it ran all the way from Mangrove clear back over to the field on the other end where Chico Junior High does some of their PE classes and such. But years and years and years ago, that was all filled in. Yeah. And so they used it for grave spaces. But, I mean, tiny, tiny little interesting tidbit. You can kind of see, because, see, this cemetery is laid out fundamentally as a Christian-oriented cemetery. The grave spaces run east and west.
Okay.
And so the heads go over to the west end with the teachings and beliefs that when Christ returns from the east, people will just rise up to meet him. Well, all of a sudden, when you get over towards that area where I said the slough was, all of a sudden, if you look at the headstone, they run almost like a snake's leg. There's kind of an S shape and a wow. And they, well, what they did is they followed the contours of that old sloop. Yeah. And so if all of a sudden you look at it and say, well, hey, these don't look like they're in line with the others. Well, they're not. In fact, there's another section over where it's a baby section where there were already babies there. And so when they went to filling in this slough, as I spoke of, they just left it alone. So they didn't fill it in. So it's a depressed area, a hollowed out area. And it's just noticeably, distinctly different from anywhere else in the cemetery. And people wonder if they did that intentionally somehow for the baby section, but they didn't. It's just because that's where the old slough was.
Right. Well, again, going back, when did it become like, you said the original burial was in 1852, but was it a cemetery or was it just out in a field at that point and then people started?
You know what? The original record with that first burial in 1852, it basically says something to the effect of that the burial was just done far outside the rancheria.
Huh.
Okay. So, yeah, it was out in the middle of nowhere. It was the sticks.
Right.
And a lot of trees, and there's still a lot of trees. But what they did is it just became, I guess if you want to call it, just an area, a good area to do burials as they needed them. And then so over time, it became more and more and more, and it became obvious that it needed to be organized as an actual cemetery, and it just kind of grew from there.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Do you know? I'm sure you do. I don't want to take all the tidbits away, so I'll leave that one. Because once you start talking about it, I mean, it's a fascinating thing, and it's such a huge part of our culture. Not just ours, but every culture, every society has a way of honoring and the passing of life and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And every town, there's just cemeteries. It's a thing, and never mind the artistic and the architectural content that occurs in there as well. I mean, I've seen whole books on just headstone carvings different things that embellish the grave sites in that. I mean, it's really a fascinating subject, and there's really a lot to it.
Well, we've had specific tours coming through there. In fact, several of them that really focused on the iconology, the symbolism, and then the architecture of some of the mausoleums and the grand features that are in there. I mean, there's secret society symbolism in there. There's thing. Here we go, Ray. On and on and on. I can tell you things, and I will. It's wonderful. And there's people that actually travel the country and they stop and they visit cemeteries.
It's
I get people, when I work there, I got people that came through all the time just wanting to visit and ask about specific highlights, and they would go look. And I'll tell you another big thing that we would get all the time, and I'm sure they still do, is people coming through looking for family history, records and genealogy and such. Because even in this year, even in this age of all the internet and everything you want, you can find on the internet, that's not exactly true. We've got things on some of our old interment cards and interment records that are not on the internet. And if people come in, I can't tell you how many times people who come in looking for an old family record, and I'll pull up a burial card. And back in those days, people would type notes onto them, interesting stories on them. And I could share those with families, and people get tears in their eyes. They had no idea. And we're the only ones that are the keepers of that history. So it's really humbling, and it's really an honor. It really is.
All righty. Let's give a little recap. If people just joined the program, I'm speaking with Clark Masters and about his historic tours at Chico Cemetery. And he is one of others that were family service counselors, currently retired, but is now starting up these tours again after the pandemic as things are opening up again, and been doing it 7 years. Now, I have a phone number for people to call if they're interested in attending. That's the 345. Is that the right number?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
345-7243. That's Chico Cemetery, and they will take your reservation.
Exactly.
Tours are limited to 20 people. Is that correct?
About. I'd like to try to cap it a little bit. I mean, I've had bigger tours. I have, but I also want everybody to be able to hear. Want everybody to, you know, it's a natural tendency to people to wander and, for sure. and stray a little bit. And if I can keep the flock a little closer together, it works better for everyone. So yeah, we're going to try to put a cap on it. We're going to try to limit it. So yeah, if people are interested in coming, we definitely want them to call and reserve a spot. Oh, I don't think I told you when. Saturday, June 26th.
That's right.
And the tour will start at 10 in the morning.
10 a.m. Okay.
And so we'll want people to show up just a little early if they can, so we can go over some ground rules and such. So that hopefully we can start promptly at 10.
And dress appropriately for the weather. And the morning, it should still be nice. And again, if June's filled up, do you have plans to perhaps do this again moving forward?
Well, I want to be careful how I say this, too, because I don't want to put people off and not come in June. But yeah, I'm already filling up. And so we're scheduling a July date, too.
Yeah, well, the incentive is it's probably going to be cooler in June than it is in July. So there
you go. Let's do that. Yeah, no, I'd love people to call and reserve a spot for again, Saturday, June 26th at 10 in the morning. But yeah, if it fills up, we already have plans underway that we're going to do one in July, too. And who knows, from there, it just may just take right off again.
Oh, that's great. You know, again, the history in this area. And, you know, we have a lot of, obviously, Chico is continuing to grow. We're going through a growth spurt right now. You have people coming in from all over. And some of them never lived in towns like this with so much history and so much interest in it. You know, we have basically a historic downtown. You know, Oroville has a very historic downtown. We have the Cherokee area. There's so much history around us. And it's a little different because it's, you know, growing up on the East Coast, you just think, oh, yeah, it goes way back to Peter Stuyvesant. And, you know, and these days, you know, the Dutch came and Henry Hudson and stuff. But here in Chico, once Bidwell established, it was almost like it is now going for the last 130 years. So it seems much more consumable that way because you're actually going past the same buildings that were there.
Oh, yeah. No, you're exactly right. You can go downtown and some of the places that I can mention on the tour. You can go downtown and you can still see the buildings are there, but they're old, you know, and there's history there. And again, it's all the shakers and the movers and the people that helped make Chico what it is.
Yeah.
And we are the keepers of that history. And so, yeah, we're pretty proud of that.
Well, hey, we want to thank you for joining us and it's nice to meet you. And I want to thank you for doing this because we need to have the keepers. We need to know the stories and the history. And the truth is that's what makes a place interesting. I don't care how nice the weather is or the view is. If there's no connection to the past, which helps guide us into the present and the future, then it seems somewhat hollow. So I thank you for doing what you do. And
well,
if you're interested in the tours, Chico Cemetery phone number is 345-7243. And the next coming upcoming one will be on Saturday the 26th. At 10 a.m. on Mangrove at Chico Cemetery.
Yep. And please, we're looking forward for people to come. Remind your wife if she wants to come, she needs to call.
I'll bug her soon. All right. Nice to meet you, Clark. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
All righty.
Very interesting discussion with Mr. Clark Masters there about his historic tours at Chico Cemetery. And a little post-interview news flash. Let's see if I can pull up the new date here. They are full for the June tour, but they will be booking July and August. And it looks like the July date is going to be July 15th. So mark your calendars, and if you call Chico Cemetery 345-7243, you can get your reservation in for that. Pretty interesting stuff. All righty, well, let's take a little bit of break here, and I've always got something important from we here at KCFR.
Greetings and salutations. I'm Gail Kimball, host of Ask Dr. Gail, which is on the second Thursday of the month. And I'd like to hear your suggestions for topics for my show. But right now, I'd like you to go to kcfr.org to donate to the summer fundraiser. And while you're there, check out the new gifts. Please donate. Go to kcfr.org, People Powered Radio. Thanks, and stay tuned to Community Radio.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Gail, for that. Yeah, we got some nice swag, some new stuff. Really nice design that DJ PHGR and Grant Parks did. We call it the Cities, and kind of covers our broadcast zone. Pretty darn nice, and I must say, I do like the tote bag. I got my eye on that. So a lot of things happening as you know, moving forward. Fireworks do return to the skies over Oroville on the 4th of July. They launch from the Oroville Airport. Due to FAA regulations, there is no public entry into the airport, but it's visible from lots of places around town. Any elevation you have, the foothills, if you want to be on the water, the South Forebay, if you go to Oroville 4th of July Fireworks on Facebook, you'll find information about that. It's hosted by the Rotary Club of Oroville. They work very hard at it, raising the funds with support from Explore Butte County and other organizations, and of course, countless organizations: the City of Oroville, Oroville PD, Cal Fire, Oroville Fire Department, Butte County Sheriffs. A lot of people involved to help make this happen and keep it safe. And it's been going on for quite a while. It's had a couple different locations. Due to the COVID shutdown, it was moved to the airport to not have a central and gathering place. It is visible from neighborhoods. But like I said, if you get a little elevation, you get a nice view from it. So a lot of great foothill views from it. I'm sure you could see it from Pence Road in Paradise when you get that nice view looking down south towards the Sutter Buttes. So a lot of possibilities for that. And I understand it'll also be live broadcast on the Oroville Chamber of Commerce Facebook page as well. So there you go. You can just watch it on your phone or your computer and make that happen. But again, there are details at the Oroville 4th of July fireworks on Facebook. And as you probably have heard, the Friday night concerts are back in Chico. Started a couple weeks ago. Big Mo was on the 11th, and Chuck Epstein Band is going to be on the 25th, so that's going to be tomorrow. So if you go to their Facebook page, or if you've signed up to the Friends of the Arts newsletter, you'll get all the info on that. So concerts are back at the Friday night concert, and we're pretty happy about that. It's going to go all the way through September 17th. And not just there, but there's music everywhere, because Party in the Park is also back at the Paradise Community Park. And that's at 5570 Black Olive Drive on the corner of Pearson and Black Olive. So, and that kicks off on Wednesdays all the way through August. So Wednesday, 5:30, it's Party in the Park at Paradise Community Park. And let's see who's coming up. Looks like it's going to be... yesterday was Soul Posse, Jimmy Becker and Friends, Classic American Rock, and then on the 7th, Special Guests. So check it out. Go to the Paradise Chamber of Commerce. You'll find the website, all the information on that as well. And wait, there's more, as always, because Concerts in the Park is back in Oroville at Riverbend Park. Wow. And Riverbend Park, in case you don't know, has got a river right there. It's the Feather River. It's got a beach. You can go swimming. You could be kayaking. You could be fishing. You could be, what do they call that, floating. So a very fun thing. Also, that's going to go on into mid-August. And live music, 6:30 to 8. So big fun there. There'll be vendors throughout the summer concert series. And I'm looking for the date. Friday nights. There you go. Friday nights all the way till August 13th. So really fun. It's a beautiful park. If you haven't been to the newly renovated Riverbend Park, right off Highway 70 in Oroville at Montgomery Street, take a right, keep going, you're in the river. It's absolutely fabulous. It is a gem. brand new. I've not seen a park with so many cool things that that these guys have. So they got this nice little amphitheater, soccer fields, great place to bring your dog. So check it out. Feather River Parks and Rec Department has details on that. Speaking of Big Mo, let's see. Have I got any other business we need to take care of before I do that? Nope. Speaking of Big Mo, I just spoke with him last week, and Blues Man International and all these other things he does. Well, he's also a published author. So let's give a listen to my interview with Big Mo, Maurice Huffman, right here on Butte Views and Beyond.
All righty. I would like to welcome Maurice Huffman, a.k.a. Big Mo. Welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Thanks for having me, Ray. Appreciate it very much.
So if people don't know, you are a longtime blues man, international artist, been all over. I know we've had you at a number of events in Redding, in Oroville, Chico, all kind of festivals, the casinos. I think you guys were just up at Paradise Performing Arts Center the other night?
We were up in Paradise, but we were in Reno. That's after the COVID thing finally released a little bit. We did 4 days in Reno at the Peppermill just recently.
Oh, nice.
And then tonight we'll be in, the Chico concert downtown the park. And so things are starting to move, which is great.
Yeah, things are starting to open it up. Yeah. And it's great to see. And I know that all the musicians are finally stretching out. It's kind of like the Tin Man, when you get that oil can going.
Oh, and you get the blisters back on the fingers. You got to get those things working again.
Yeah, that guitar is probably beating the heck out of you.
Oh, my gosh. But I found out super glue works pretty good. You just glue the thing back on there, the fingertip.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Build up a little super glue callus. I love that.
Yeah.
So you've taken a little exciting turn. I don't know. Is this your first book you've written?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I wrote one, and it was all handwritten, and I kept the whole script and everything, and always had it with me. Was going to actually do something with it, but it burned the fire. But this one here was an intentional book. I was stories that I read that I made up for my son when I was putting him to sleep.
Really?
I never liked reading out loud. I don't know why it is about that. I'll sing out loud all day, but reading out loud. So I never really wanted to read him stories from another book out loud, so I just made up my own. And then his friends heard the stories, and they wanted to hear more about it. And at the end, I was having kids over at the house and keep continuing this story of Jake and the hot air balloon. And then a while back, all these kids were all growing up and everything. They said they would like to give their kids the story if I could please write them down.
So, wow.
So I started writing them down.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And your kids they're full grown men now.
Oh, yeah. They're 30 now.
Hats off to anybody that can remember. To me, I would tell the story differently every time. It would be a summer one time and a, rare.
Definitely. I mean, I remember bits on how I told them, and then just had to reinvent a lot of the adventures. And the stories are contain a lot of stuff of my own adventures, that things that actually happened and that I did. And I just kind of worked that in there with all the travels in my life and all the stories and things that happened. They just kind of worked into the book.
Oh, that's great. So is this, quote unquote, a children's book, or is it just?
Yeah, it's a children's book, but okay. it's a good read for adults also. It's got some different meanings in the light stories, and it's got some scary, adventurous parts too that adults can get into, and kids can get a little scared about.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And it's so now, is this available in physical and on paper and also digitally?
Yeah, it's we finally just did an audiobook, but it's been available as Jake and the Hot Air Balloon, and it's available at Amazon and Apple and Audible. And so now it's told as an Audible story, which is kind of fun because the guy did a great job that I ended up having this done with, and you know, there's accents in there and all kinds of stuff. And he did a really good job. And it was fun for me actually to sit down and have somebody tell me the story by listening to it in Audible.
Yeah. So did you write it out or did you dictate it? I guess, you know.
Well, I wrote the whole book, of course, and then it got printed and published by Page Publishing. And then this company, Audiobook, approached me and said they could do an Audible version. They'd like to publish an audio version of it, because apparently that seems to be catching on a little bit more, where people are just listening to the book. And so we had discussions, of course, you know, on how the voicing should be done. And they also offered me to do it. But these guys are professionals, you know, and they just do a better job of reading the book.
Right.
And they do all the characters, and it's really fun.
Well, and it's fun sometimes for their interpretation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where you'd be like, oh, I never liked this character, so you're kind of like blowing through it, you know.
But it's exciting to have it done, and I'm really excited. My son did, on the physical book, my son did all the pictures and the covers and things. You know, he's a great artist, and so he did that. So that's kind of fun to have that on there. And I'm just, it was hard for me to write. I don't know why, but it took me 10 years to write this little book.
Really?
But yeah, to sit down and really put it out in language. I'm also, you know, bilingual. I was raised speaking German, and then I'm writing this all in English. So I go through the process of kind of taking it from German to English, and then, you know, So maybe I'm not the most prolific writer, if I just want to admit it to myself, but I'm glad I squeezed it out, because I think it's a really fun book.
Well, that's great. Is it also available in German, or is that something you're thinking
about? No, I thought about that, but it's just more of an international language, English, so the people in Germany will still be able to read it, because most of them speak English.
Yeah, for sure. That's right. No, that's great, man. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've done a lot more than be a international blues artist. And now you've written a book. You're an artist, period. And I know that. And of course, you've got a whole business side and all these other things.
Yeah.
So, that's got to be a kick. You have to get a kick out of it when you see that.
I really do. And I'm actually pretty excited about it. This is not, it's only, let me see how many pages. It's like a 60-page book. And the reason I stopped it, I left it a little bit open for more adventures. So if I get reactions and people think that they have fun reading it and I don't get necessarily any tomatoes thrown at me, I'm going to just write that. I'm ready to get the next one going. So.
Oh, that's fun. That's really exciting. Then yeah. I have to ask you, have you done, you know, now that things are, we're back to live action a little bit, any ideas or plans for a book signing or, you know,
I would love to do that. And I'm not quite for sure how to go by. It's my first book and my first experience with this. So I don't know if I have to, you know, talk to a local bookstore or how it all works out. But I would love to do that, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. Maybe let me talk to some folks I know. Maybe I can connect you with Muir and Josh over at the bookstore or something. That would be cool.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did a thing with KCFR for I can't remember the guy's name. Anyway, he did a little talk and book signing, and you know, they set up some chairs. It's really a hoot, man. It's pretty.
Yeah, cool. That would be a lot of fun. I would like to get this story across a little bit. There's a lot of things in there on how to deal with adversity and loneliness, and that are like the second layer, you know, in I wouldn't say hidden messages, but you know, an adult would find that in there. But it's light for a kid to read. But, you know, there's been a lot going on in this last 2-3 years around here. And there's some things that could maybe, you know, just help cope with all that I kind of put in there.
Yeah, well, we all need good coping skills. No matter how good we think we are, we're not that good.
No, we're not. It comes to haunt you.
It comes to haunt you.
Times.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about your background.
Yeah.
You want to give us a quick couple of minutes? I know that you came to, you lived in Paradise, obviously. You had a thriving business up there. And
Came to Paradise. I was raised in Germany. And I lived there till I was about 29 years old, and then met my wife there, and we got married in Germany, and then came to the States, and ended up in this area because we were traveling with a motorhome through the country, and picked up a dog on the way in Texas, and finally ran out of money, and here in this area, and I had this check, and I had to go to the bank and had to deposit that check to, so we can continue, and then we knew we'd have to live here because it was an emergency check for when we ran out of money. Long story short, I ended up going into the bank, wanted to cash it, but I couldn't find it. I left it on the front seat of the motorhome, go back, and the puppy that we had picked up ate the check while I was walking into the bank. So there was just a tiny little corner in his mouth, and I was trying to pull it out, and I walked in with this wet corner that had a couple little bit of information on the check, and asked him if they wouldn't somehow cash the check. I promise it's a real check. That wow. Didn't work. And my English wasn't so good. And they asked me, well, what do I do? Because they asked, maybe you can give me a credit card or something. And I didn't know, you know, English that well. And I thought, I'm traveling. So I said, well, I'm a transient. And I'm, you know, I didn't know that wasn't a good word.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
And so they didn't give me a credit card.
Yeah, after the security squad left, you know.
Exactly. So yeah, and then you know, just of course played music in Germany. I did two things in Germany. I was a musician, and we had a couple albums released, and there was a German southern rock band that I spent a lot of time with, and I was also a rescue diver and scuba dive instructor in my really? Previous life. So those are the things I did over there. And when I came here, you know, raised my son and started finding musicians, and I was so lucky to land in this area. My gosh, all this talent and appreciative people for the music, and I just so fortunate to have landed in Northern California. I just can't even tell you. And this specifically this area is just fantastic.
Yeah,
it's ending up in Paradise. Lived there for 28 years, and my whole life was there. And then of course things changed, and now I'm outside of Corning in the Grasslands.
Right up there in the great grasslands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we're dealing with, out here with, you know, rattlesnakes and coyotes and 105 degrees.
Yeah. Well, let's hope the grasshoppers don't show up this week.
Yeah, really. We could use some maybe.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, man, thank you so much. So let's tell people the title of the book in case they came in a little late during the interview. And
all right. The title of the book is Jake and the Hot Air Balloon. And it's a story of an orphan named Jake finds himself in a hot air balloon with his friend Milton the Mouse. And they are on many exciting, amusing, and dangerous adventures.
And this is available on Amazon, also on a couple of audiobook websites.
Yeah, Audible and Apple and all those places out there. And if they just type in Jake and the Hot Air Balloon by Maurice Hoffman, it pops up. And they can just download it right onto their computer and listen to it, or they can, of course, get the hard copy too.
Now, you also have this up on your Big Mo Facebook and websites as well?
I have it on the Facebook. I am trying to get it onto my website. I'm doing the website myself, so you can imagine. It's a bit tricky.
I know. So it's up on your Facebook as well. And if people don't know, Big Moon Solo, Big Moon, Full Moon Band, Big Mo and Friends. I've seen you do beautiful jazz ballads, rocking blues tunes. You've got the Baloney song. You've got some kind of songs. I mean, you know, you're a world class entertainer, and I know you've christened stages all over the world. Crazy.
Yeah, played. I've been so fortunate. I've met most of my peers that I admired so much when I grew up, musicians. And got invited to play with them, and I just was very lucky to meet all these people, and that the music found some resonance here. So I'm very, very fortunate.
Well, we're glad your dog ate your check, that's for sure.
Yeah.
If you would have cashed that check, who knows?
But we didn't.
You might have ended up in Portland or something, so we're glad we got you.
Yeah, I know. We were all the way through, and He knew what to do.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to leave. I like the ridge.
Yep.
All right.
It's hard to be in this area. Thanks for having me, Ray. I really appreciate it.
Hey, for sure. And I hope to see you soon. Maybe we'll have to get a gig going sometime. We're gonna
put
there back in the NorCal Jazz Festival. So
awesome. Well, you have the fundraisers coming up, your drive pretty soon here.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, we're in our drive. We'll be in our drive for sure.
Yeah. Everybody listening, and help out KZFR. It's very important.
All righty. Thanks. Take care now.
Thank you. All right.
You are tuned to Beauty Vision Beyond. My name's Ray. Thanks for tuning in. Always great to talk to Big Mo, to Maurice. What a sweet guy. All right, let's take another little break here. It is, of course, our silent pledge drive.
Hi, I'm Russell Damien. Listen to the music that we feature here on KZFR. It's the most eclectic mix of any radio station here in the North State, with programs like My Show, Radio Days, Devastation Sounds, Latin Brothers, Funky Reservation, Kilt Radio, Island Rhythms, Bon Matin, and Eve of Destruction. They all delve into musical genres that other stations never play. We expose you to excellent music that the big stations are afraid to play. Stay fearless and support KZFR today. Visit kzfr.org/donate.
Oh, nicely done, Russell. Stay fearless. Well, let's have a little musical break.
Never look back. I thought I knew what love was. What did I know? But those days are
Oh, yeah. Nice version of Don Henley's The Boys of Summer by our friends at Front Country. Back in the day, we had them at the Women's Club. Went nuts when they played that tune, that's for sure. So, of course, I had to get the CD. So, really, really sweetly done. Welcome to summer, everybody, and kind of an interesting day out there. So, probably not a good day to be running around with, like, an aluminum pole 10 feet in the air. There could be some, could be a little thunder and lightning later. Sit outside and check it out. So big week. Chico Pride is still finishing up. Finishes up this weekend with a couple of events on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 10 to 2 in the parking lot next to their offices on Orient and 6th is the Pride Pop-Up Fair and Festival. I think Casey Farr is going to be there. There'll be live music, drag performers, vendors, food, fun for everyone. And that's 10 to 2. And then that evening, there is going to be a teen dance, a silent disco. And that's going to be happening also outdoors at the at that same location at Orient and 6th. And that's for teens from 13 to 18. So, and then on Sunday, they're going to have the Queen Variety Channel Showcase, which will be an online event at StonewallChico.com. You can go there for all the details about those upcoming events. And as we talked about with Maurice a little while ago, things are definitely opening up. Monk is open. Janet Turner Print Museum has reopened also. Thursdays through Friday, Thursday and Fridays from noon to 4. And Chico Theater Company is starting performances. And they're also going to be hosting a fundraiser with the Bidwells. So kind of a excellent local folk band, and that's going to be on July 31st. So you can get details on that at the Chico Theater Company's website. And 1078, things are popping. So great time to get out and support some of these organizations in the arts that have been silent for you know, a good 18 months. So everybody's back, it's happening, and things are getting better all the time. As is that Paul McCartney said that? I can't remember. It's getting better all the time. Yes. All right. Speaking of getting better, let's thank some of our underwriters. And Groovy Grandma is coming in here. So we'll get ready for a peanut butter and jelly time. We want to thank the law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, Jewel Rhodes, and Cardoza LLP, specializing in civil litigation and criminal defense with an emphasis on personal injury and real estate litigation. Serving the community for over 100 years, the law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, Jewel Rhodes, and Cardoza LLP is located at 414 414 Salem Street in Chico. Phone number is 342-3593. And we also want to thank Chico Hearing Aid Center, celebrating over 70 years of changing lives through better hearing. Chico Hearing Aid Center is committed to serving the community with any hearing issues. To schedule an initial hearing evaluation, Chico Hearing Aid Center phone number is 342-8132. And yes, we are doing the Silent Social Pledge Drive, kind of a social media kind of spin. Go to our Facebook page, kgfr.org. We've got all the details. You can check out the new swag. I talked about the city's logo created by our own general manager, Grant Parks, a.k.a. DJ PHG. Quite a graphic artist in his own right. Really nice. Really, really nicely done. We've been holding on to it for about 7 or 8 months. He made this a while ago, and I was like, not yet. And obviously now's the time, so we thought we'd launch this and try to put a little bit of money back in the coffers to make up what we lost by not having events during the pandemic while we're still in the final days of our fiscal year. For those that don't know, fiscal years are July 1st through June 30th. So that's the points we got to get on the board to make everybody happy in Grantland. So that's what that is all about. Again, my name's Ray Lager. Thank you so much for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. And I think with that, we'll just call it what it is, and we'll play some little exit music from Ken Clark Trio, and I'll let Groovy Grandma get settled into her rocking chair. She's got a little electric Kool-Aid going on, I see, and she's got on her rainbow purple sunglasses, so buckle your seatbelts up for that one. Thanks, everybody. Have a beautiful, wonderful 4th. Be safe, be smart, stay cool.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Is it peanut butter jelly? Peanut butter jelly.